You're listening to the NewChurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. And here you'll find the resources and training that you need to get started, as well as a community of church planning and multi-site experts to help you thrive. By the way, Todd, before I finish this.
Okay.
I appreciate how you don't interrupt me the way Ed does in this intro. Because it's pretty annoying.
I've only listened to one of Ed's, and man, I couldn't make it through it. I'm just saying.
We all love each other here.
Here's the interesting thing. He'll never hear that. He might.
Yeah. Here's the thing. We all love each other and we like.
We're competitive, so he'll probably hear that.
Yeah. And we all love to poke fun at one another, too.
Especially Ed. If you want, that's part of Ed's love language.
It is. You have to poke the bear.
You have to. And if the bear pokes you, you better poke back.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Go to newchurches.com and download the exclusive State of Church Planning Research Report for free. My name is Daniel Im, and I'm here with Todd Atkins. Well, today's question is from Attila Niari, who is in Hungary, Europe. Okay, this is cool. All right, so we have a community of authors that is a part of newchurches.com, and we have authors everywhere from Hungary, Europe. We actually have an author, Phil Metzger, who is in Hungary, all the way to East Coasters, West Coasters, people in Canada, America, all around. And we have Australia as well. A unique perspective where we are wanting to look at church planting and multiplication from a global perspective. So it was interesting when we launched our Facebook community. Now we have a New Churches Facebook page. If you haven't liked that, please like it. But we also have a private Facebook group for all of our newchurches.com Plus members. Now, if you aren't a Plus member, please go to newchurches.com and sign up today, because it's free until January and you're going to find extreme benefit from that. But when we launched our newchurches.com Facebook group, our private group for Plus members, we actually had someone, a planter, who said, hey, I'm from Hungary, Europe. Actually, I believe it was Attila. And he started saying hi. And then one of our authors came on and said, hey, are you from Hungary? And then they just started going back and forth in Hungarian. And I had no idea what they were saying. So I went to Google Translate and it made sense. So, I mean, that was pretty cool. Anyways, that was pretty tangential.
She had to make sure they weren't like making a deal or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, Google Translate isn't always right, but
no,
it works most of the time. Anyways, here's his question on small town and big city church planting and multi-site.
Hello, Daniel. This is Attila Niari, and I'm from Hungary, Europe, where we're planting a church in a town next to the capital, Budapest. And as I'm listening and reading about church planting, it seems like most of the material are focusing on planting in the cities. But I really see a gap for church planting in the agglomeration of these big cities. Just for example, in my context in Hungary, 27% of the population now lives in these smaller towns of a few thousand around bigger cities. So my questions are, from your experience, how is church planting in the agglomeration is different from that in the city? Have you seen multi-site work in this context? And if you know of any good resources or networks that focus on church planting in the agglomeration. I'm also here to say that the podcast is great, so keep up the good work. Bye.
All right. Well, thanks, Attila, for leaving that message. Just another fun fact, a factoid. I played violin for many, many years, and my violin teacher was Hungarian. So I grew up to love the Hungarian accent.
I like it.
Yeah.
And I just heard it. I mean, that's when I just keep thinking, man, I'm so lame.
Well, you sound like...
I sound like I look like a...
Well, you are wearing a red plaid lumberjack.
I'm going lumberjack today.
Yes, you are.
It's lumber, all right.
Lumbersexual?
I'll own it.
Right on. Well, anyways, Attila's question was, how is church planting different in smaller towns compared to bigger cities? And has multi-site worked in that context?
Well, I think, first of all, the interesting thing is you do see a lot of shift moving toward planting in the cities, that when you look at church planting, the sexy thing seems to be to focus on the cities because people are moving back to the cities. Well, that's great, but there's still a lot of people left in rural America, rural Europe. And I think that one of the the most interesting things from a multi-site perspective is that there's an opportunity here, because a lot of these smaller towns have churches in them that cannot find a pastor, cannot find a leader. And it's hard out there right now. And so I would say many times burden births vision. And in this case, I would say, Attila, if you create a clear, compelling vision for multi-site in rural Hungary, I think it can fly. And here's why. You know, first of all, many preachers are bivocational. Many pastors are bivocational. You know, they have a day job and this is their passion. Some of those are more passionate about preaching than others. But I would say that, you know, it's a perfect opportunity to grab, to basically become almost an affiliate or a multi-site of a church who has funds to invest in good quality programming, good quality content that they would be sending your way. And then you still have an opportunity to preach during the week or teach during the week or walk people through the Bible more specifically on a weeknight or some other time. I don't want to also relegate multi-site to a time and a place either, because frankly, you know, we had campuses that met and they didn't meet on Sunday morning. They met other times. We had campuses that would have multiple services on multiple days. It was just, it was crazy, but that's where we ended up. So for me personally, I don't see, you know, I see that multi-site is an incredible opportunity to bring life back into some dying churches because it is cheap. It's effective. One of the things to think about is that, you know, living in the countryside is typically, at least in the U.S., it's 40% cheaper than living in a city.
Yeah.
So, you know, cost of living wise. So if you can afford it, living in it sounds weird to say, if you can afford it, it's 40% cheaper. But if you can afford it, if you can find work, enough work to feed and sustain your family, then it's a great, great option for you to do.
I mean, let's flip that on the other side as well. I mean, on the one hand, Attila, you can be a campus of a different church in rural, you know, in Hungary. You could do that, but also you could actually lead a movement.
Oh, totally. It's the great thing about the internet is this. You could take a feed from Rick Warren or Andy Stanley, or you know what? You could be the next Rick Warren or Andy Stanley and be in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And you could be you just have, you know, one camera set up.
Oh, yeah.
And you can broadcast the same as anybody else. What I'm saying there is the bar is a lot lower. From a technology perspective, you can take advantage of that technology. And even, say, from a Hungarian point of view, if you want to offer something specifically in Hungarian for those Hungarian churches, that would make probably the most sense. Exactly. You know, for this specific question, I keep going back and forth in my mind to American and European, and then also thinking about, you know, rural versus city, and man, there's all kinds of different implications here. This is a very complicated one.
Yeah.
But I do think, like I said in the very beginning, you know, burden births vision. And I think there's a great opportunity to see this problem as an opportunity.
Yeah, and you'd be amazed at how many people are drawn to a powerful vision, right? A powerful kingdom vision and a leader who will stand up for that, a leader who will live that out and be authentic and say, yes, let us reach the rural side. Let's reach this area for Christ. And with a clear vision and a system and a process to do that, you'd be amazed at perhaps even the churches around in your area that are dying out, that are willing to say, hey, you know what? I want to give you my building. Right. And perhaps it starts from there and you get partnerships going on from there. And then you can start feeds in other churches. I mean, if maybe perhaps you're a bit weary or a bit hesitant about the idea of filming yourself and sending that feed to other churches, the other thing that you can do is actually create a network, right? Where you plant a church. I mean, that's the first thing that you got to do. You got to start with your church, right? Don't think about starting 10 campuses. Just start one church. Be faithful there, cast a vision, begin developing relationships and partnerships with other churches around. And as you pray, ask God, Lord, what would it look like to take this city for Christ? What would it look like to take these surrounding towns for Christ, for God, for God's presence to be glorified and magnified there? And as you do that, you'd be amazed at even the opportunities that will come up, the people that are going to begin coming to your church, because strong vision will attract people.
Definitely.
And who knows? I mean, maybe there'll be a contingent of 10, 15, 20, 30 people who are going to be coming to your church from a neighboring town. And then there'll be a person of peace there, right? Or there'll be a strong leader there that you'll begin mentoring and sharing it. And then maybe one of the things that you do is say, okay, you guys start a campus. Here is my sermon. I want you, if you don't want to do the video thing, say, here's my sermon. Here, preach my sermon. And you're going to learn by doing that.
Well, specifically, this is around multi-site.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if, you know, Attila, if you're wanting to do specifically, if you're wanting to plant a church and preach, great. If this was specifically about multi-site, then I would say, you know, in many, 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 many cases, there are guys that can do way more damage being the hub of the wheel than being the guy on the stage. And by that, I just mean you'd be shocked, amazed, and confused about how many people we know that have amazing impact on the church, and nobody knows who they are. They just know the front people. They know the people at the conference, but they don't know the guy that pulls together everybody from the conference. So they don't know the guy that, you know, pulls together all this information and consolidates it in one spot and rewrites it or redoes it so that it's clear for everyone and everybody can follow in. So I would say, man, whether we're talking about Attila specifically in rural Europe or we're talking about the rural U.S., there are
tons, or Canada,
or Australia.
Yeah, all right, sorry.
Or Luxembourg. wherever you might be and find yourself listening to this podcast, we would say there's an opportunity because odds are somewhere a stone's throw from where you are is a church that barely has the lights on, or in fact, the lights may have been closed. It may have been closed up, but there's a building there, and there's probably, if you snoop around, there's probably somebody that remembers that church in its heyday, and it's deep in their heart because it meant something amazing to them. And if you can breathe life back into that, that would be an amazing thing. And I don't care whether you preach on a Sunday or you take a feed, there's nothing, you know, any more. Well, I'm not going to go there. I'll open up a theological can of worms. So I'm going to backstep just a little bit and say, go for it.
Yeah. And you know what? I think that's a perfect place to end. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have a question about church planning, multi-site or
multiplication, go for it, Attila.
Yeah. Go to newchurches.com. And on the sidebar that says send voicemail, just click on that. And in 45 seconds, introduce yourself and ask your question. We'll be answering one question per show. So get your questions again in. And thanks again for all those who have left a review on iTunes. We'll be giving out books. New Church's Moleskine notebooks, and maybe even a Bluetooth speaker as well. So, I mean, here we go. Yeah, here we go. All right, so thanks. That was an awkward way to end. All right, thanks for listening in.